Blog Talk Radio.
Had a computer breakdown, but anyway, here are the birthdays today, December 18th. Founder, the co-founder of Methodism, or the Methodist Church, Charles Wesley, and of course you see that name around a lot of Methodist institutions today. Great American composer, one of the first, Edward McDowell. He studied in Europe, I believe, and he wrote a lot of romantic music. The Archduke Franz Ferdinand was born today, and of course he was assassinated along with his wife, the Archduchess, in Sarajevo, and that precipitated World War I. Edwin Armstrong, a radio pioneer, was born today, and I think he invented FM, or frequency modulation. George Stevens, a great director, he also produced World War II films, I think for the what was known as the War Department at that time. Greek or French producer, he did Never on Sunday. He was married to Melina Mercury, Jules Dassin. The woman with all the legs and his famous pinup in World War II, Betty Grable, her birthday today. And the world knew him when he was Chancellor of West Germany as Willy Brandt, but his birth name was Helmut Fromm, and he fled Nazi Germany, and he survived. He was later brought down by a spy scandal known as the Guillaume Affair, where he employed a East German Stasi spy in his administration, and that brought down Willy Brown's Social Democrats. Ossie Davis, black actor with a deep voice, born today. Willis Conover, who was a famous radio personality about the time of Edwin Armstrong. Ramsey Clark, he was Attorney General in LBJ's administration. He was the son of another Clark, who was Tom Clark, who was appointed to the U.S. Supreme Court as an Associate Justice by Harry Truman. He was not that great a justice. And, of course, a great rock singer in Keith Richards, who was with the Rolling Stones. And we had Brad Pitt, who was infamous nude photo, or he was exposed in magazines and that. And, of course, he's a very good actor, went to the University of Missouri. And the son of Donald Sutherland, Keith Sutherland, was born today. This is interesting. The first, during the Civil War, at the end of the Civil War in 1865, the U.S. passed the first cattle importation law, and I guess we didn't have mad cow back at that time. Now, among the interesting birthdays today, December 18th, is the forgotten man of South Africa's blacks who were fighting apartheid. And that's Steve Biko. We don't hear about him. Everybody thinks that what the media has been pushing is that Nelson Mandela was the only guy who was fighting for South Africa's blacks and to free them from apartheid. Apartheid was actually a relatively new thing in South Africa. It started after the nationalists, which were the hardline Dutch, won the political situation in South Africa after World War II. It was General John Smuts, who was a Dutchman. And South Africa was founded by Protestant Dutch who came there in the 17th century. And, of course, they intermarried or had relationships with blacks. And, of course, you got the light-skinned South African blacks who had Dutch and English blood. And, of course, South African white was insulted. He would say, if I have black African blood, it's Zulu the best. Here is a rare interview with Steve Biko, who was unlike Mandela. Mandela was never tortured, and he certainly wasn't killed by the secret police in South Africa's nationalist government under a guy named Voerster. But Biko was interrogated, was tortured, and they claimed that he committed suicide. He was thrown out of a window. Now, this is a rare interview of his where he talks about how he saw South Africa. Let me find that. Excuse me. Biko. And, of course, I'm having some problems with this damn computer, so I'm going to have to buy a new one. Let me find him here. I know he's here. And we happen to find this in our archives. Let me see where we can find him, Biko. It's very interesting because you don't hear about him, but you hear about Mandela, and Mandela was just one of many South African blacks and half-breeds, if you can call them that, who were fighting apartheid. And I think since it is Biko's birthday, he should be given credit for what he did and what he died for. Let me find this here. I know it's here. We're a little slow. I'm going to have to cut some of these archives, these interviews. And Biko. Oh, boy. I don't want to have to push this for another day. But we are having interesting weather out here. Now, for people who are coming to the West Coast and who are fleeing the storms and the snow and all the rest back east, if you run out of money, there are resources where you can get very good free food. It's not going to be caviar or brie or chateaubriand, but you can get good food. We will be putting up the list of the free food places here in the Bay Area, San Francisco in particular. And I do volunteer work for one of them, so we can refer you to these that can help you out when you are down on your luck. Also, when you need housing, there is shelters, and we'll tell you how you can protect yourself. Let me see now. I thought I had Biko here. For some reason, I thought it was here. Let me see. I think this is it. We'll try this. If not, we'll play it Friday. Here we go. Let's see. I think this is it.
We see a completely non-racial society.
This is Steve Biko.
We don't believe, for instance, in the so-called guarantees for minority rights, because guaranteeing minority rights implies the recognition of portions of the community on a race basis. We believe that in our country there shall be no minority, there shall be no majority, there shall just be people. And those people will have the same status before the law, and they will have the same political rights before the law. So in a sense, it will be a completely non-racial egalitarian society.
But will the vast number of blacks, after all their experiences,
yes,
be able to live a life without giving vent to feelings of revenge, of
yes, we believe it is the duty of the vanguard political movement which brings about change to educate people's outlooks. I mean, in the same way that blacks have never lived in a socialist economic system, they're going to live to learn to live in one. In the same way that they've always lived in a racially divided society, they've got to learn to live in a non-racial society. They've got many things to learn, and all these must be brought to them and explained to the people by the Vanguard movement, which is leading the revolution.
Yeah, that was a rare interview with Steve Biko, the forgotten man in the fight against apartheid. And we will replay this Friday. We're on the Christmas schedule, so that's part of the problem. And we're going to end with our usual politics and poker.
What do you say, Ben? Want a hand?
No, you guys go ahead. I got too much on my mind to play poker.
King bets.
Cost you five. Tony, up to you.
Okay, Tony, what are you going to do?
I'm in.
So am I.
Likewise.
Me too.
Gentlemen, here we are, and one thing is clear. We gotta pick a candidate for Congress this year.
Big ace.
Ace bets.
You'll pay through the nose.
Okay, where's the sound?
I'm in.
So am I.
Likewise.
Impulse.
Possible straight, possible flush. Nothing.
Gentlemen, how about some names we can use? Some qualified Republican who's willing to lose.
How's about we should make Jack Riley the guy?
Which Riley are you thinking of, Jack B or Jack Y?
I say neither one. I never even met him.
I say when you got a pair of Jack, bet up.
Politics and poker, shuffle up the cards and find the joker. Neither game's for children, neither game is rough. Decisions, decisions, like
who to pick,
how to play, not to bet,
when to call a bluff.
All right now, fellas, politics or poker, which is more important?
Paraphrase.
Bet 'em.
Little trade, good as gold.
I'll say.
Raise your five.
I'll call.
I'll hold.
I'll raise your back.
I think you're bluffing.
Put your money where your mouth is.
Okay, I'm in.
Gentlemen, knock it off and let's get this done.
Try Michael Fanyushinkovic. I'm certain he'd run.
Mike is out. I'm afraid he just wouldn't sell. Nobody likes a candidate whose name they can't spell.
How about Dave Zimmerman?
Davey's too bright.
What about Walt Gustafson?
Walt died last night.
How about Frank Monahan?
What about George Gale?
Frank ain't a citizen and George is in jail.
We could run out Wallenstein.
He's only 23.
What about Ed Peterson?
You idiot! That's me!
Politics and poker, politics and poker, play for a pot, that's mediocre. Politics and poker, rubbing neck and neck. If politics seems more predictable, that's because usually you can stack the deck. Politics and poker, politics and poker, makes the average guy.
Because of the computer breakdown, we're going to end early. We'll be back Friday. Hopefully we'll have it fixed by then. Go to our Amicus Veritas YouTube site, AMICUSVERITAS, and we will have those places where if you're out here in California to escape the winter and you need assistance such as food, there will be a list published of the places where you can get free food. It's not going to be caviar or brie or Chateaubriand or pork chops, but it'll be helpful. It'll be good bread, and they're not going to serve you any booze either. So this is Peter Paul Verzola, and we'll see you Friday, and go to our Amicus Veritas YouTube site, and there'll be other resources put up on the web on our Amicus Veritas YouTube site and amicusveritas.net. So have a safe night, stay warm. This is Peter Paul Verzola. Good night.